Good morning, nine for old. Here's your land about town. Where there's fun, there's dark McKinnon. Man about town.
Yeah, wow. That song's 1959, 1960, my old theme song. Oh, is this going to be a fun night tonight or what? Doug McKinnon here, sitting in for the old youngster.
Well, it's fun, there's Doug McKinnon, man about town, man about town. Doug McKinnon, he's your man about town.
Oh, where did they ever find that? I don't even have a copy of that. All right, the phones are going to be open for a while tonight. We're going to play this whole thing by ear. Ray Dennis and I and me, whatever the English way to say that, we're going to be here having a fun time with you tonight. Diamonds are forever. Who said that? Diamonds are forever. Let's go back just a little bit here. Boy from New York City. Here I am sitting the opening night of the World Series, and I am doing an oldie show. Do we have a TV around here? I can't believe it. Anyway. I have my Yankee shirt on. Ray, look here. What's it say? Right there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan because I grew up there anyway. Did you know that? I grew up 25 miles from Yankee Stadium. Many, many years ago.
Hey, when did you come to Des Moines anyway?
1948.
Okay.
I was 17 and a half years old.
And then when did you go on the radio?
Let's see. When that was a lot of years after that.
I remember hearing in the late 50s.
Yeah, I started engineering, about 1953. And then when rock and roll came in 1957, I'll never forget that. KIOA was the first next to the big Kansas City station. What was that call letters? You'll remember.
WHB.
WHB.
World's happiest broadcasters.
Armstrong, the All-American. Okay, anyway, we were second and really took off. And all the guys were having fun and making big money. I was sitting out there in the transmitter saying, gee, I wish I could do that, get some big money. And what a mistake that was. Anyway, that was a long time ago. We're here. We're going to have fun talking about the oldies and having, you know, good thoughts about Young Z coming back here next week and play the oldies. You can call on the phone, as many people have already. You know, put your request in. We're going to get on with Connie Francis now. By request. Yeah, timing. If you don't have timing, you don't have anything. It's funny how songs bring you back to certain things you remember. Jimmy Jones. The first time that song was heard on KIOA was in the old Tromar Ballroom Studios, 5th and Park, by a DJ by the name of Don Henson. Played that song. I remember, and I said, when do I get a copy? Because I was way out in the transmitter. And he says, I can run one out to you tonight. And he did. And he brought some friends with him. A whole station wagon full of musicians who just got finished, you know, doing their what they call gigs. And they all showed up and they brought pizza from La Pizza House. They had Dominic and the Dominoes. Are they still around, Ray?
I don't know.
I know Dominic is, but I'm just wondering if his band's still around. But anyway, Jimmy Jones, and we listened to that song at the transmitter and just had a good time with pizza and enough of that stuff. What do you want?
You guessed it, fans.
What?
Boulevard E. Gasaway here again with another spine-tingling joke. Remember that you can always tell a married man when he's driving. He's the guy with his left arm out the window, his right arm on a steering wheel, and he's wearing a frown.
Give me a smacker. Right on my mustache. Hot damn. I just had a phone call. Boy, I tell you, talk about memories. One of the Shetterly boys, Larry Shetterly from Hartford, Iowa, called. Now, Larry, the folks had a restaurant right on the highway by the old, it's still there, the old KIOA towers, 6 of them. I worked out there for many, many years, late nights. And there was Bob Smith, the farmer, and Ivan Richards, the farmer, and we used to have just kind of a good time listening to the oldies, which at that time was brand new. Those people couldn't figure out what we were doing. They couldn't figure out the music. They were just completely, you know, what are you doing out there? What kind of song is that? Hound Dog Man and all this stuff. I said, oh, you'll get used to it. Anyway, want to say thanks for the phone call, Larry. It's nice to talk to you. And if you want to give us a call, give me a call. I got the phone number. I wrote it down here somewhere. What do I do with the phone number? Here it is, 280-1933. Give us a call here at 93.3 The Oldie Show with Dick Young.
I always think of a guy What? I saw a postcard one time when I was a kid. The guy was in a toilet.
Oh, yeah, reaching for the chain.
Say goodbye, cruel.
Yeah, flush me. Flush me. Goodbye. Isn't that funny?
I wanted to talk to you a little bit while I turned the mic on here. I started listening to you back when I was a kid, and I know you're a little older than I am because you already were an adult on the radio when I was a kid. And used to listen to you on that all-night show. You had your own little world out there at Hartford, Iowa.
That's right, Swan. Swan, Iowa.
I believe it was Hartford.
Well, you got to go through Hartford to get to Swan, and they're very close together. Yeah, way out by the Six Tower Array.
Boy, I tell you, a lot of steel in the air out there. Just stuff all over the place.
Well, you know, the people who remember that, I was kind of spooked because I was in a steel building with a big 10,000-watt transmitter, six steel towers, and when the lightning came and the thunder, let me tell you something, the hair on my arms, the back of my neck just stood out all the time once there was a storm going.
Boy,
and it was pretty hairy. A lot of times the lightning would strike the building and go to ground where it's supposed to. But in the meantime, when it's doing all this, and my records are jumping, and Bobby Darin and jumping off the table.
You've got headphones on.
Listen, I'll tell you, it was really... In fact, I wrote a kind of a cute, this is a for fun letter, but it isn't, to the manager saying, hey, combat pay. You know, I wanted a little extra something to do that. But anyway, that was a long time ago.
Well, we used to stay up. It used to be the big deal to stay up all night and listen to Doug McKinnon.
Oh, boy.
You kind of had your own format, actually. It was KIOA, but it seemed like you kind of took a few liberties back then.
Well, let me tell you why. In those days, in order to work at a transmitter, you had to have a license, and I have an engineering license. And I was out there being an engineer, babysitting a transmitter. And when rock and roll and the good times came in, they wanted to save a buck or two. So rather than pay another DJ downtown, they said, we got a guy out the transmitter. If he can speak English, let's see what he can do. So they gave me the records, and they said, here, don't say any four-letter words, behave yourself, and have a good time. And, boy, I took it, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. Connie Francis. On the oldie station, KIOA, sitting in for Dick Young's The Oldie Show here in Des Moines, having a good time. My name is Doug McKinnon, sitting here. Ray Dennis is on the other side of the board running the controls of this radio station. And I got to tell you, folks, I was in this radio station, this very room in 1986. Excuse me. And Steve Gibbons was sitting over there, and this whole room was so simple. I mean, they had turntables. You ready for this? Turntables and a couple of cart machines. Now it is a technical wonder. There's all kinds of keyboards, TV screens, just to bring the music to you, folks. I can say to Ray Dennis, get me Bobby Rydell's Swingin' School, and he will push a button on the computer, and it will be there. I could never do that. Beyond me. I like the old days. What happened in the old days? I just said that. I don't know. In the meantime, let's get back to music. Wayne, what was his first name? Ray, what was his first name? Wayne.
Thomas
Wayne, Tragedy. Wow. We're taking you back, playing the songs from the 50s and the 60s here at KIOA on Dick Young's Oldies 93.3 radio program. Where's Bolivar?
Bolivar E. Gasaway here, on the radio with a little humor. And this show could use a little humor. And then my brother-in-law went to Vietnam, and he took along a chicken. In case he needed blood.
Listen, for fun on the number one sound in town. Wonderful KIOA.
Lord, I'm so tired.
He said he's so tired? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I must have heard that record 100 times in my lifetime. I never heard that ending. He's so tired.
Well, see, that's when, you know, when he went to these CDs and so on, there's some things that trailing off.
They're there now. It's amazing. We've been getting some phone calls here, and I wish we could have put them on the air because they were interesting, but the time was wrong. In other words, the song was playing. A guy called and said, whatever happened to Bert Powley? Gee, Bert Powley started in radio way back when the 1957, 58, of course, when rock and roll was in with KSO. and he was Frankenstein. Do you remember that, Ray?
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Uh-huh. He dressed up with makeup, you know, tried to look like Frankenstein and played records.
He had a girlfriend, too, didn't he?
He had a girlfriend every week. What are you talking about?
No, but I mean one that was dressed up like all pale.
Oh,
and,
yeah, like a Vampira.
Yeah.
Only
okay.
not quite as, you know, Vampira. But anyway, I have no idea. Bert Powley worked for the Iowa Development Commission for a while, then he moved off and retired. So I have no idea what happened to Bert Powley. Somebody else called wanted to know about Cal Stout. What the heck is going on? Where's Cal Stout?
I think he's around somewhere. I think he's got a real job somewhere.
He must be getting a regular paycheck because nobody has heard from him in quite a while. Cal Stout was quite a traveling DJ, as most of us turned out to be, you know, sooner or later. But anyway, that's what's happening in the days of oldies. And this is 940. This is 93.3 KIOA Youngsy Show. I'm sitting in for Youngsy. My name is Doug.
Hello there. Boulevard E. Gasaway here. My wife. Oh, yeah? If you're not getting fat, how come your feet are still dry when you get out of the shower?
Hi, Chris. Are you ready to hit the garage sales?
Yes, but...
Are you there on the phone?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm here.
There he is.
Talking about that old laugh track. In fact, I mentioned it earlier. In fact, we had it on one of the funnies here a little while ago. That real high-pitched laugh, almost like the start of Wipeout. But, I mean, it was better. It was better than that.
Yeah. It was a good one.
How do you remember something like that after all these years?
Well, I was about 12 years old, and I got my first radio or transistor radio, and that was a new, transistor radios were new then, you know.
Yeah.
And a big deal for me to listen to a transistor radio at midnight, you know, because I went to bed at 10 o'clock at night. And I'd lay up at night and listen to the radio, and you'd have that laugh track thing on there, and I never forgot it.
Tell you one bit of night real quick. I was doing radio in Denver back in 1975. I was doing an extra after-hour disco. Remember discos?
Right.
And this big, big guy in a Air Force uniform with all kinds of campaign ribbons come over to me, and he says, he's you, Doug? I says, yeah. He says, you remember me? And I looked at him. Now, I've only been in Denver at that time 6 months, and I thought, what is this? I says, am I supposed to remember you? And he says, I hope so. I said, well, help me here. He said, well, I used to deliver your paper, your newspaper in the morning when you worked for KIOA, and you never gave me a tip. I said, gee, I'm sorry. He said, glad to see you. He said, and you grew up real good.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, listen, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.